from the north side, Lexus Traffic Desk. All right, so heavy delays continue on the Gulf Freeway. There's a couple of accidents that are slowing you down. So there's one on the Gulf Freeway northbound at Broadway. That one has to slow from Monroe. But once you get to the south loop at 225, there's still an accident there. Over on the Katy, on the west of Houston Tollway, northbound at Katy Freeway, there's an accident sitting on that exit ramp. Mostly cloudy this afternoon with a high of 72, 63 degrees right now. From the Trailer Wheel and Frame Weather Desk, I'm Elias Escobar, Sports Radio 610.
We are into the 7 o'clock hour on a Thursday on Mad Radio. Michael Lombardi will join us coming up at 9:18 this morning. David Anderson hosts a show every Wednesday on the radio station, which I encourage you guys to check out. He made an interesting claim about how optimistic people should be about the Texans heading into 2019.
When you look at, like, across the board, how optimistic you should be, they're definitely top five, optimistic of all teams in the NFL next year. Can they add someone in the first round? Can they get lucky in the draft like the Colts did and pick up a player or two that really affects them on offense or defense? It's pretty clear that we can, that Deshaun can use some help in the middle, some big play guys in the middle of the field, or even another star outside. So that's the best, is when you know you have a need or two that you can fill, that, and you already have the nucleus of a great football team. So I'm really happy with where they're at.
Okay, David Anderson says top five in terms of most excitement for 2019. What do we think about that claim? I think it's too early to say until free agency hits and the draft hits.
Yeah.
And not to give you a non-opinion on it, but I really need to see how the offseason plays out, because I could envision a world in which they make a series of moves where I feel much more confident about O-line and cornerback, and then I would get to that place where David Anderson is
well,
at.
Well, let's think about this in terms of coaches and quarterbacks. And for one, I'm just scanning in my brain any of the new coaching additions. Is there anybody that genuinely and truly moves the needle for you? You have all these McVay wannabes, which nobody even knows if they're good coordinators, much less good head coaches. So I have no idea about those. Bruce Arians in Tampa, does that do anything for you? The potential for them to have a good defense and get something out of Jameis Winston?
I think Bruce is a good overall head coach. I mean, yeah. History would indicate that, but I'm not a believer in Jameis.
Jameis is Jameis.
Yeah, I just think that how much can he limit Jameis' mistakes? Maybe to some extent, but that's still kind of who he is.
The other thing with excitement, doesn't excitement mean that you're looking for something that you haven't seen from one of these teams before? So I would say looking at a team like the Saints, you rule them out. The Rams, you rule them out. You're also probably ruling out the Patriots by default. You're ruling out, I would say, the Chiefs too, the Chargers. So you're ruling out a lot of teams that I think we know what they are based off of what they were able to do this past season. So I guess then the question is, okay, well, what teams could you possibly be excited about? I think you should be excited about the Baltimore Ravens with a full offseason to get Lamar Jackson, but that could go horribly wrong.
Yeah, I wonder about that. I wonder that, especially since the Chargers at least seem to have, like, the Chargers were able to stop a terrifying run offense
easily
with 6 and 7 defensive backs on the field, like just simply by scheming, clogging up the middle. And Lamar Jackson, unlike Tom Brady, doesn't have the ability to take advantage of them. So yeah, but I understand there's intrigue there.
More teams. Okay. The next step for the Indianapolis Colts. I don't know that they're capable of taking a next step right now, unless they do something in the draft or in free agency. I look at the Colts, I still think they're above average to good 10-6 team that was better than the Texans this past season in terms of just the results.
Well, they had a weak schedule. Like, that's where, and as many people have pointed out, they and the Texans had the same schedule.
Yep.
And some of that success, if you look at the Colts versus, you know, a couple solid wins there, but largely against a bunch of mediocre to non-competitive teams. So you do wonder exactly just how good is that defense, just how good are the Colts, other than, like, Andrew Luck, who's obviously awesome.
Indianapolis definitely fits. Cleveland, to me, is one that stands out as, like, the obvious. People will be so fired up for the Browns next season. With Baker, all the talent they have, Freddie Kitchens, and a new coaching staff, people will be very excited, and they should be.
I think the Jets had the potential for it until they hired Adam Gase.
What do you think, Mike? How are you feeling about that with those crazy eyes and whatnot? I feel bad for Adam Gase. That's like some kind of medical condition, right? It's got to be.
I don't know.
He's got like these beady eyes that dart around all over the place. I feel like that's a medical condition. And he usually, as Mike, you pointed it out, every other time I've seen Adam Gase, he's wearing like a hat low over his eyes. Yes. So I think he's conscious of it.
He's like Tiger Woods. He looks way better with a hat. Yeah, way better.
For those of you who didn't see it, when Adam Gase was introduced at the Jets press conference, He has a peculiar way of kind of his eyes darting about all over the place. They're kind of just close set together. And it looks, it's kind of, I don't want to say off put, it's unsettling. It's unsettling. And you think, if I'm watching that as a Jets fan, I'm thinking like, wait, this is my leader of men? I don't know about that. I feel like they should have made the press conference more casual, let him wear his hat down yes. over his eyes, because nobody's ever noticed it until that moment.
He looked like someone that had just stumbled into that press conference from a rave, and you can sort of take it from there, just based off the way his eyes were moving around.
And you know what? I met an officer from West University. I don't know if they call you guys in West University Police Department deputies or officers, whatever you are. Officer Smith, I'll call him. Listens to the show every day.
Okay.
Thanks us for getting him through his shift. He loves his job, but he works 12-hour shifts, so he's grateful for Sports Radio 610. But I would like to get his opinion on, if you pulled over somebody whose eyes were moving about like Adam Gase, would you search his vehicle?
That's a great question.
And or prohibit him from coaching your football team? That's what I would want to know. Like, do you think that guy might be on something?
That's a good question. All right, so if you're a police officer and you listen to the show and you pulled over somebody whose eyes were darting like Adam Gase, what would you do?
This is what happened yesterday. I went into the Whole Foods to grab some gear, and this cop comes up to me and stops me. And says, "Excuse me, Mr. Payne," but he didn't say it like in a like a Seth way. It was almost like he'd looked up my plates, and I got really nervous. I didn't know what I had done. I was scared that I'd like hit a pedestrian or something and didn't realize it. You know, not like the other times where I realize it and just keep going. But he just wanted to compliment us on the show.
Excellent.
Yeah.
To go back to David Anderson talking about the Texans being one of the top five most exciting teams going into the league. Okay, in the AFC, let's say, just because we don't want to put the usual suspects in there, the Patriots and the Chiefs, the Ravens, the Colts, the Browns, the Texans. So now you look at the NFC, and you have to do the same thing. Saints out, Rams out. So now you have to look at a team like, okay, the Dallas Cowboys. Does Dak Prescott and Jason Garrett going forward excite you? I feel like they're a good team. I like their front seven defensively a lot, though looked awful against the Rams in the playoffs. I don't know that I'm quite there with them. If I had to pick between the Eagles and the Cowboys, I think I would pick the Eagles, just given that Carson Wentz is their quarterback.
I agree. I think that if you're going to compare the Texans and the Cowboys, I think people in Dallas will be very intrigued to see what's going to happen when those guys, especially offensively with Gallup and Cooper and Zeke, stay healthy. I think that Houston's more optimistic about the quarterback, and I think both fan bases are probably equally questioning their head coach.
Oh, definitely. And what's weird now is you heard just a couple of days ago, it sounded like the Cowboys were going to roll into next season with everything. Scott Linehan as the offensive coordinator still, Jason Garrett. And then even though in the same press conference, Jerry Jones said that Jason Garrett would have 5 job offers if he was available, he also didn't really commit to Jason Garrett at the same time. It's so confusing.
He said something on the radio yesterday that hinted at potential movement or possibilities, which Mike Florio then suggested maybe he was talking about trading for Sean Payton because it's that time of year. Sean Payton's in the championship game right now. Every year.
He's always a Cowboy.
Or some other team. There's like a Sean Payton trade rumor. It's the weirdest thing. And why? Is it just that these guys are shills for the agent, so they report these possible rumors or something? Why is Sean Payton suggested in trade talks every year, even when he's potentially on the verge of going to the Super Bowl? I don't understand this.
I don't get that.
What would he have to?
He must be really fishing for clicks on that.
Can you imagine being a Saints fan and hearing like, oh yeah, by the way, the guy who might be bringing you to your second Super Bowl in Drew Brees
next week,
he might get traded away to the Cowboys. It doesn't make any logical sense. But unlogical stuff does happen. I would say, I think even as cynical as we've become as Houston Texans fans around here, I would say the confidence level in Bill O'Brien is way higher than the confidence level in Jason Garrett. Like, just by track record alone and actually making it to the playoffs and at least winning a playoff game over a shorter duration of time than Jason Garrett.
I'm not so sure about that.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Really? No, I don't think there's a single Cowboys fan that likes Jason Garrett. I don't know if there's, I honestly think there might not be a single one.
We I watched All or Nothing. I can't stand the guy just based off of the fact that he swears in such a like non-believing way.
Yeah. It's not coming from his heart.
It's just like, hey, man, we're bleeping great. Like, yeah. It's just like, get out of here. You're not negative enough. You don't have the same angst that you need when you're dropping these bombs.
It seems to me like both fan bases are about the same on the head coach. It seems to me. I mean, we have to do like a poll to actually figure this sort of thing out.
I think there's a larger contingent of people that are like, okay, I can tolerate O'Brien. I just know that he's got a lot of weaknesses.
O'Brien is more of an unknown.
Well, I think there are a lot of fans that say maybe they like O'Brien, but they wish he'd hire an offensive coordinator. Versus Jason Garrett, they just feel like, okay, you're a mouthpiece for Jerry Jones, and you have no actual leadership ability. Why are you there? In terms of just like what you alluded to, Paul, just simple passion alone. Like let's rank Bill O'Brien in terms of like passion for the game versus Jason Garrett, passion for the game and his players and all that stuff. I would say O'Brien's up here at like an 8 or 9 or so, and Jason Garrett is whatever Jerry tells him to be.
We were in that game the whole way, Seth. We gave up 300 yards on the ground. Like, that's him after the game. I don't know how anyone can tolerate that. To wrap up, teams to be excited about next season in the NFC, I think you throw the Bears in there because
Bears definitely.
That defense is good, and Mitchell Trubisky going into another season, you had more offensive weapons around him. I'm not a big Trubisky fan, but I do think that with Matt Nagy, there is a chance that he takes a step forward. They just need to stop not giving the ball to Tariq Cohen.
This is what I wonder about. I think the upside of Mitchell Trubisky is bigger Alex Smith, and that your defensive coordinator just left town. And then you get you bring in what's the new guy's name? It's a big question mark as to whether that defense is going to be as good as they were this year. And especially, we know this: teams that do well because of turnover margin, it rarely stays that way. Like, defenses don't get deluges of turnovers year after year after year. It generally tends to be a one-off experience. And then you get the I think the Bears are prime candidates to be the Jacksonville Jaguars of 2019.
I agree with that.
Incredible year, or successful year based on your defense and getting better than expected play out of your quarterback, and then the next year it falls apart.
I agree with you. My counter as far as excitement goes is I think people in Chicago who have been waiting for a team to be excited for a while, they will be excited for this team because of the talent on both sides of the ball, and they feel in Chicago like they have found probably a star head coach.
Yeah.
So I think from that perspective, I think people will be excited for 2019.
That's right. It's Pagano. Dang it.
Pagano.
Honestly, I'm having such a hard time with all these coordinators.
Well, there's so many moves all over the place. I can't blame you.
I got to do my exit. And a lot of Italians, frankly. A lot of vowels at the end of the name, and I'm trying to keep all the Italian names together.
Fangio, Pagano.
Yeah. it's very confusing to me. But I should have remembered Pagano, obviously. And a lot of people will forget that Pagano was a really good defensive coordinator because Indy didn't have good defenses when he was the head coach. Very frustrating.
In terms of a couple other teams that people will be excited for based on David Anderson's claim that the Texans will be top five in excitement for 2019, I think people in Seattle will be intrigued because they had an objectively good year in sort of a reloading year. And then San Francisco, it was supposed to be
Where's
this
the
year.
Italian? Yeah, Jimmy Garoppolo.
Jimmy Garoppolo coming back. Jimmy Garoppolo coming back, there'll be pressure on them to actually win games.
Coming up next on Mad Radio, are there too many Italian Americans in the NFL?
Are they
loyal to the Pope instead of Roger Goodell?
I think Garoppolo with George Kittle is a very interesting combination for next season if he's actually able to play the whole way through.
Garoppolo Kittle. I like it. I'm sure a lot of people fantasy-wise will be investing in that.
I became a big fan of Kittle.
He's awesome.
The only times I ever watched the 49ers against
my will. That's the only reason to watch.
Holy crap, this George Kittle's all over the place.